we'll try to do is what's it called? We'll try to have a bechina again at the end of Kuf Chesed, end of Kuf Tes. So in order to accomplish that, we have to move relatively quickly. It happens, unfortunately, the dinim that we have here at the end of Kuf Hey are not the most nogeya dinim on the planet. We're talking about tzli, right, and malicha, right? How much does a piece of meat become usser? So when it's cooked, and bishul means when you cook it in water, so in that situation, the piece of meat that, let's say, comes in contact with some treif meat or the like, so in that case, the piece of meat could be asr bekulay. Bishul, asr bekulay. Tzli is a big shayla. Malicha, a little less of a shayla. Now, how do I define tzli versus mevushal? So look in the Ramon Se'if Hei. The Ramon Se'if Hei writes that anything which is mevushal below rotov, o afui, dino kitzli l'chodavar. Anything that is cooked without water has a din of tzli. So roasting on an open fire, pot roasting, baking in an oven, all of these things are dinai kitzli. So what's the halacha about tzli? So you have to open the Masechta Chulin. So in Daf Tzadi Vav, there's a Mishnah. Now the Mishnah happens to assume that yesh begidim benosin tam. We paskin that in begidim benosin tam. But the Mishnah assumes yesh begidim benosin tam. And the Mishnah says that if you cook a yerech nispashel, bishel, you cook a yerech with gid hanosha, so if there's nois and tam, it's osir. That's what the Mishnah says. Omer Shmuel, is like the Gemara. Lo shenu elosh nispashel, aval nitzla koleif v'ochel ad shemagia legit. Right? If it's tzli, so then the iser does not spread at all. You are kaylef v'eichal ad shemagia legid, meaning that you scrape down, your mamash get to the gid, and it's going to be okay. There's going to be no diffusion of the iser by tzli. That's what the Gemara says. Eini v'amar Rav Huna gedisha tzlo b'choba is aser lechol afil mirosh osno. Frek the Gemara, but we know that if you do tzli on a gedi, you can't eat even the top of its ear, right? That the iser mamish spreads. Zak the Gemara, shayni chaylev dimfapeya. That case is chaylev. Chaylev is like a fatty substance. So mifapeya, by chaylev, it diffuses, it spreads out. So by chaylev, it's going to really be usr, and you can't eat even mirosh osno.
What's that mean, mirosh osno?
Slowly?
I didn't understand that case this morning. What exactly is
so the case is I have a behema that has a gid hanosha in it, and there is some chaylev as well. So in the case, since there's chaylev as well, so therefore it is going to be mifapeya, and the iser spreads through the entire piece of meat. For the Gemara, there was a case of gedish hatzol b'chelbo, and you say that all it needs is kolef v'eicha and shemagia l'chelbo, you still do kolef, meaning that all that everything is mutter besides the gedi, besides the gid hanosha, excuse me. So the Gemara has two answers. One answer is that it's kachush, and the other answer is that it's a kolya, because there is like a crumb that separates it. So that's why all you have to remove is the kolya, right? Therefore, the kolya doesn't spread out. The chaylev in the kolya doesn't spread. The kolya is what? It's a testicle, no?
Kidney.
What? I think kolya is like it's a kidney. Oh yeah, there's a crumb around the kolya also, right? So the iser doesn't spread beyond the crumb. That's what the Gemara says. So, acharei kechol hakol, I have a Mishnah, And they have a statement to Shmuel that by Tzli, it's not going to be Osir, Bekulai. But it's not clear how much it's going to be Osir by Tzli. What is clear is if there's Chelev, it's Mifa'apeya. If you have Tzli and there's Chelev, so then the Isser spreads out and everything is going to be Osir. But if it's Kachosh, it won't spread, according to one answer in the Gemara. According to the second answer of the Gemara, there's no real difference between Kachach and Shamein. It's just a difference whether the Kolia is contained with another Krum. That's what the Gemara says. So how much does Tzli Aser? So unclear from our Gemara. Another Gemara, Taisis Dibra Hamaso Ad, on Sadi Vavam and Beis, Tosis quotes a Gemara in Psachim. Nataf me rotvo al acheres, the chazer elav yito as mekomo. Right? If I have the right of the carbon pesach, remember, the carbon pesach has to be kiyum tzli eish. If you have cooked carbon pesach, it's a problem. If the right of goes from the carbon pesach, hits the wall and comes back, so then you need kedei netila. Now in that case, it's not really bishul. You're not cooking it in the mayim. The carbon pesach is being roasted. But you have a little bit of iser that hits it. The iser, in this sense, is like the right of the Pesach. So it says that you need kedei netila. Kedei netila, by the way, is called uvi etzpa, which is assumed to be around 2 centimeters. Etzpa means the thumb. Uvi etzpa, I don't know, how big is the thickness of your thumb? Right? Around 2 centimeters. Right? Yeah.
I thought uvi etzpa was like tap
off
is like 4 etzpa'os, and then 1 etzpa,
so
like this distance, like across the nails.
So again, the ovi etzpa, we're talking about the etzpa of the gudol, the Rishonim say over here. I think ovi etzpa is this way,
uh-huh.
Right?
Left to right.
What?
Left to right, if you're
only up. Not up down, but right to left. Yeah. Right? I think that's ovi etzpa, which ends up being around 2 centimeters. No? I mean, measure your thumbs. Okay, we could do a scientific experiment. But basically, what I have is our Gemara is not clear how much Tzli is Osir. The Gemara in Psachim tainas that there's some Isser when the Rota falls back onto the Pesach, there's some Isser of Kedei Netila. Kedei Netila is Ovi Etzpa, which is thicker, more than Kedei Klipa. Kedei Klipa just means you take off a tiny amount. You have like a scalpel and you scrape off a teeny amount. That's Kedei Klipa. So the Bali HaTosvos say that there is no... Taisvos has two opinions. One opinion in Taisvos is that maybe Rotov is mispashet more than Gid. And that's why Rotov requires Kedei Netila. But Gid is less than Kedei Netila. But Tosis says, you know what? I don't like that. Because I never see the smaller share of Kedei Klipa by Tzli. So therefore, Tosis is inclined that Tzli is always going to be Usur Kedei Netila, this 2 centimeter amount. And the Raya is that Gemara in Psachim of Nafal Meirotva Olav. So for Taisvis, Sali Asers Kedei Netila. Right? 2 opinions in Taisvis, but the Maskon of Taisvis seems to be we never see Kedei Klipa by Tzli. So Tzli Asers Kedei Netila. If it's, of course, Chelev, so then it's going to Aser Bekulai. But if it's not Chelev, it's going to Aser Kedei Netila. That's Taisvis' Shita. There are other shitas in Rishonim. The Beis Yosef quotes a shita of the Rambam, which does not make it to the big book. The Rambam basically writes that you don't even need Netila or Klipa, nothing, if it is a Davar Shamein, so it will spread. If you have Shishim Kenegdai, Keneged the Isser, it's all going to be Mutter. No shishim connected the iser, it's all going to be osir. Effectively for the Rambam, the din of tzali by a kachosh is a non-existent halacha. Right, remember, our Gemara says that if it's chelev, it's mefapeya, if it's a shamein piece of meat, right? Shamein piece of meat, it's like a good piece of pastrami, you know? You see, it's like marbled. You have a shamein piece of meat, so then it's going to aser bekulai. Taisvis says, well, if it's a kachosh piece of meat, it asers kedein etila. The Rambam says that if it's a kachosh piece of meat, heter gamar. Shamein piece of meat, it will spread. And it depends whether there's going to be shishim connected to the spread or not connected to the spread. That's the shita of the Rambam, but it doesn't make it to the big book. There is a shita of the Ra'ah, Chaf Aleph, where the Ra'ah writes that in his opinion, the case of Nafal or Nataf Mirotva Olav, the reason why over there you need Kedei Netila is because only a tiny bit of liquid shoots back at it. Right? That's Nataf Mirotva Olav. A little bit of the liquid shoots back. So that's why you need Kedei Netila. If you have more than that, so it's going to aser the kulai potentially. That's the Ra'ah Shita. Taisus Kedei Netila. Rambam not at all. Ra'ah, right? Well, it depends if it's a little bit of liquid or a lot of liquid. A little bit of tea, a lot of tea. That's the Ra'ah. Yes?
Is the Rama read the Gemara like the Ra'ah, though? Because how does the Rama read the Ra'ah, the Rotev, and the Korban Pesach?
So how does the Rambam learn the Gemara by the Rotev and the Korban Pesach? In other words, what happened to the Kedei Netila? So hold a minute and we'll discuss that.
The other
Teretz. What?
The other
Teretz. The other Teretz. That what? The difference, there's no difference between kachosh and shamein, and the reason why it doesn't ask is by krum. But he's asking, what about the Gemara that says that nataf meirotvo asers kedei netila? How does the Rambam deal with that Gemara? Right, that's Jesse's question. Rashba has another shita. The Rashba's shita is that tzli, I'm not sure, does it aser tzli by a kachosh? I'm not sure, does it aser kedei klipa, or does it aser kedei netila? I'm not sure. By a d'oraisa, I should be choshesh, it goes kedei netila. By a drabonon, I'm not choshesh. The Gemara in Psachim that says it asers kedei netila, the Rashba says that Gemara doesn't really prove anything because the rotav is like a thicker rotav, a shamaini type of rotav. Right? In other words, the issue at hand is not whether the meat is shamain, but over there in Psachim, the issue is that the rotav is like shamain. And this leads the Rashba to a chiddush that if I have some iser that comes onto a piece of tzli, so ordinarily we'll say it's mifa'apeya bekulai. If the chelev is mifa'apeya bekulo, the davar shamein is also mifa'apeya bekulo. The only thing is that the makom hanegia is going to remain aser. The makom hanegia, meaning that location where the rotav hits the carbon pasach, that precise location is going to be aser. Okay. Taisis, always asers kedei netila. The Rashba is really uncertain, but the Rashba says that fundamentally he thinks, it should be kedei klipa. But by Isurim Doi Raisa, you should be Machmer Kedei Netila. But by a Davar Shamein, everybody holds it's going to go Bekulai. The Rashba has a Chiddush that even though the Isur goes Bekulai, but the Makom HaNegiyah is going to be Asur Kedei Netila. That chiddush does not exist within Tosfos. Because Tosfos uses that Gemara in Psachim to teach me that Tzli always asers kedei netila. That's what Tosfos says. Tzli always asers kedei netila. So there's nothing unique about that Makom Hanegia as opposed to any other place. The Rashba is caught in a quandary because the Rashba fundamentally holds it should aser kedei klipa. Right? No, okay, there's a chumra of kedei netila. But the Gemara Pesachim isn't talking about chumras. Right? So either it's going to be kedei klipa or it's going to spread to everything. How do you get the kedei netila? So the Rashba says that the makom hanegia is going to remain aser kedei netila, and even if the iser spreads everywhere else, the makom hanegia is going to be aser kedei netila.
That's a kula?
That is a chumra. In other words, I would have thought that it's a davar shamein, let's say, so it should spread to everything, and therefore the entire thing should be mutter. Right? The Rashba is going to say, no, it's aser kedei, that makom hanegia remains aser kedei netila.
If the iser spreads to everything, should everything be aser?
Well, it depends on the shishim.
If
there's shishim kenegdo, everything should be mutter, but afilu hachi, right? I should have clarified that. Afilu hachi, the makom hanegia is going to be aser. That's the sheet of the Rashba. The problem is that when I open the Shulchan Aruch, I see some contradictory evidence. How do we paskin? So Se'if Dalek. Right, Sif Dalek tells me, this din that the Isser spreads is when it falls into a tavshil. Tavshil means that there's liquid. Because the rotav is mailach, the plate, etc. Abo Isser, bein chan bein kar, shenachal ha-hatzli, she'etzal ha'esh, eino oser ella kedei netila. The Isser is kedei netila. Sli Asus Kedain Natila, Vilnagon Oschaf Gimel says that, like it says in Perik Ketzatzolin, not from Erofa of Acheres, Kamasha Kasuv Bigamara. Basically, that Gemara in Psachim tells me that Asus Kedain Natila, which is Ovi Rochav Etzba, etc., and therefore the Yerach Shatzlo Begid, it's going to be Aser kedei netila saviv haged. Right, when the Mishnah says, when Shmuel says in the Gemara that koyleif va'ochel ad shemagi al haged, that you could scrape away until mamish you get to the ged, that's not really true. Right, you have to leave something around the ged. Right, now by ged I mean not the ged itself. In beginning of nosin tam, I mean the shuman haged, which Yisrael Kedoshim Nahagubal Iser. The Shuman Hagid will create some sort of Iser, and that's going to be Kedei Netila, according to Tosis. But the Gemara says, Kolei Boholech HaChmagi Alagid, Lav Davka, and really it's Aser Kedei Netila. That's Sif Dalad, Kasim Kedei Tosis. Sif Hei, right? Sif Hei writes, if I have a dabar that's shamein, so it's going to be mifapeya bekulo. By kochosh, it's not mifapeya. By dabar shamein, it's mifapeya bekulo. Nonetheless, the mechaber writes in Sif Hey right before the Rama, kol dabar sheyishol piapua shenafal lemakom yadua mehachaticha v'tzli, afal pi sheish bechaticha shishin mevato ha'iser tzarech netilas makom. Right, meaning that the Mechaber in Se'if Hey is quoting the Rashba. That even though you have Shishim Kenegdo, if it's a Dovar Shigeshlo Piapua, it answers the Makom Hanefila nonetheless. It answers it Kedei Netila. That means that he's using the Gemara that says Nafo Merotvo and Asas Kedei Nativa, he's using that in a case that's a Dabar Shamein. But for Taisus, Nafal Meiroto tells me that by a Dabar Kachosh, it's going to Asas Kedei Nativa. Right? But the Rashba is saying it's a Dabar Shamein, and although the Iser should diffuse to the entire piece of meat, but the Makom HaNegiyah is Asas Kedei Nativa. So what we find over here is a stira between the Shulchan Aruch and Seif Dalet and the Shulchan Aruch and Seif Hei. Because Seif Dalet paskins like the Taisus, Seif Hei paskins like the Rashba. The opinion of the Rambam doesn't make it to the big book. The opinion that there's a difference between the little bit, the Ra'oz opinion, between the little bit and the lot of bit, doesn't make it to the big book. Do I hold like the Rashba, or do I hold like the Tosis, the stira between Sif Dalet and Sif Hey? Look at the Bir HaGra Oslam et Dalet. The Gra writes, V'chol Dovar, etc. I in Tosis, where he says, V'chod Amin, etc. Aval HaRashba says that the Rotav is Mefar Peya, but still the Makom Nefilaso is Aser, etc. And therefore, when in a situation where it's not no same time, it's going to be Aser. Avo mi divrei atosis lo mashmikain. V'chein divrei Rambam, that's not like that. And the Sefer Truma, in other words, the Rambam, the Sefer Truma, all these you've shown him, like Taisus, are going to say that there's no distinction between the Makom HaNefila and any other place. The Gra doesn't tell you, but what he means to say is that there's a stir in the Shulchan Aruch. A stir in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay. So, what do I do when I have a stew in the Shulchan Aruch? So, I have a few options. I could say that Rav Yosef Karo changed his mind between Sif Dal and Sif Hei. That is Shvach. Not a good explanation. So, what other explanations can I have? So, it could be that I'm Machmir both ways. Right? It could be that I'm Machmir, that if I have Tzli Kachosh, it's going to be also Kedei Netiva. Right? Unlike the Rashba, it's also Kedei Klipa. And it could be that a machmir that even on the davar shamein, when the item that is absorbed, you have the right of, if it's a davar shamein, so I'm going to be machmir like the Rashba that asks kedei netiva. A machmir both ways. That could be. Now, if the pshat is that machmir both ways, so you have to figure out though what's the ikar hadin. Right, Me'ikar Hadin, do you hold like that Makom HaNefila is really going to be Aser? So the Pisrei Tshuva says that if it's Mamash Adav HaShamein, so then you assume that it really spreads to everything, and it should be entirely Mutter. The Kedei Netila should not be a problem. But if it's a Dover that's Nerek HaKachosh, and then the Netila is Aser Midin, meaning the Pisrei Tshuva and Osir Aleph Paskins Me'ikar Hadin like Taisus. So then, in that case, it's going to be Aser and you don't have Shishim Kenegat HaNetila. The Pisrei Tshuva really is saying that the Ikar Hadin is like Taisus, that by Kachosh it should Aser Kedei Netila. And fundamentally, there is no difference when the right of hits it, right, between the Makom HaNefila and any other location, there's no real difference. So therefore, right, there's no real difference. Ad kan. That's a Pisrei Tshuva. Hagon Reb Kiva Eger has a different approach. Reb Kiva Eger writes a diuk in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch writes a davar sheyesh lo piapua that falls in a makom yadua. It falls in a makom yadua means you know exactly where, let's say, that rotav hit. So in that case, you assume that the makom hanafila is going to be aser. However, if it's lo yad inon heichen nafal, so then I'm not machmir to be matrich netilas makom. It sounds a little bit like the Pisrei Tshuva, which is that I don't paskin like the Rashba Me'ikar Hadin. Right? I don't assume, if you hold like the Rashba Me'ikar Hadin, so even if I don't know exactly where it hit, it should be a problem. Rav Kiva Eger says, I don't really hold like the Rashba Me'ikra Hadin. I'm machmir like the Rashba. But my chumra like the Rashba is only relevant for a case where you know where it hit. But if you don't know where it hit, so then you're not matzrich that required netilas makom l'chol hachaticha. You have shishim negin that makom hanatila. Meaning, if this, let's say, right, let's say this is the piece of meat. Did it hit over here? Did it hit over here? I don't know. If you're going to be matzrich that you need netilas makom keneged anywhere it could have hit, so then you have to really be mevatel much more, because anywhere on the outside, any surface, you have a netila, you have to be mevatel much more. Says the Rashba, the Reb Kiva Eger, since you don't know where it hit, the netila is only a chumra, so therefore you could be megel. But in a case where it's vadai kachosh, and the netila is me'ikar hadin, then you need netila b'chol hachaticha. Right? It's a little bit funny. By a davar shamein, right? So I am more megel than davar kachosh. Right? It's the same as the pischei tshuva, in that me'ikar hadin, I hold like Tosfos, that the iser is, by a davar kachosh, the iser is kedei netila. By a davar shamein, fundamentally, if you have shishim, everything should be mutter. But the makom hanefila is going to usser kedei netila. That makom where it hit, that's a chumra, like the Rashba. And because it's a chumra, like the Rashba, so therefore, if the chumra only applies keneged when you know for sure where it hit. V'nirali, then the Reb Kiva Eger goes a step further. Right? Stage one Reb Kiva Eger is like the Pischei Tshuva, but zooped up a teeny bit. Right? Saying that the whole din, the whole chumra, the Rashba, doesn't apply where you don't know where it hit. Stage two in the Reb Kiva Eger is, im kach, ach bekachosh, im yadua shelo naga ala b'makom echad, v'lo yad inon mekomo, hanetila bato berov hanetilos ha'acheros, d'lo shayich b'zeh shami yivashleim da b'bisho yirashishim b'chal chaticha negev ha'chelav, or cholav. Right? What's the point? The point is that even if it's vadai kachosh, ultimately, there's only kedei netila in one area. Right? If you know that it's only nageas one place, but you don't know where that place is, so fundamentally the kedei netila is only in this area. That kedei netila, let's say Kratosis is me'ikar hadin, but I don't know where that is. So Reb Kiva Eger wants the tie, now that's going to be like a tarufas of yavesh b'yavesh. Okay, again, what's yavesh b'yavesh? Yavesh b'yavesh is I have a few pieces of meat, right? Meat, right? Some are kosher, some are treif. You have lots of meat, right? One is treif, two are kosher. Let's say it's going to be bottle, right? Yavesh b'yavesh is bottle. Yavesh b'yavesh min b'she'eno mino, we're machmir that you need shishim. Yavesh b'yavesh min b'mino, we assume is bottle chad b'trei. The reason why you need shishim by yavesh biyavesh min b'she'eno mino is because maybe you'll cook it together and you'll need shishim. Because if you cook it together, there'll be no same time. That's what it says in Simon Kuftes. In this case, Zot Reb Kiva Eger, if it's, you know it's nogei on one makom, and you don't know where that makom that you require netila is, so then, this makom is going to be buffed on the other makomos. It's a bit of chad betrei, yavesh b'yavesh. Aye, it should be like a min b'she'eno mino, because let's say the rotav hits the piece of meat, it's min b'she'eno mino. So he says, well, you can't make a gezeira in this case, because min b'she'eno mino, by yavesh b'yavesh, you require shishim, because maybe you'll cook it together, and it's going to be also nice in time. Over here, if you cook it, so the iser will diffuse to everything, it's going to be mutter. So therefore, Reb Kiva Eger says that I could be mekel if you touch one place of meat, and you don't know where you touch, even though the kedei netila is aser me'ikar hadin in that location, still, I'm going to say it's like a bit of yavesh b'yavesh, and everything is going to be mutter. Let me repeat this because I see some blank faces. Rashba holds that when you have a fatty substance that gets absorbed, so even though it spreads to everything, still you need kedei netila on the makom where it fell. That's the Rashba. Tosus says a fatty substance, me'ikar hadin, diffuses the entire thing and its mutter. Me'ikar hadin, the Pisrei Tshuva and Reb Kiva Eger both quote that we pass in like Tosfos, meaning that the fatty substance diffuses the entire space, the entire way, and fundamentally nothing should be usser. That's the Ikar Hadin. There's a Chumra to follow the Rashba, but that Chumra to follow the Rashba, says Reb Kiva Eger, is only where you know, when you know where it touched. That's the case when I am Mahmir, only on when I know that exact location. Point one. Now, if I hold mitosis, so that means that by a davar kachosh, so kedei netila, asur is me'ikar hadin. I have two pieces of meat. By kachosh, let's say beef jerky. No? I was in the gourmet glot yesterday. So they sell these plates of like fancy beef jerkies. You know what I'm talking about? What are they? There's like these trays. It's like a zachepis. Right, so these things, they cost like $70, a tiny piece of meat that's like, you know, that doesn't fill you up at all. Like, buy a schmack of steak, what are you thinking? Right, but, okay, what can we do? Mikamcha Yisrael. But the point is, according to Tosis, by Dover Kochosh, the Isra Kedin Natila is Me'ikar Hadin. So one would argue that you need Shishim Kenegel the Kedin Natila, and it should be Aser. Well, says Reb Kiva Eger, not so pashut. If I don't know where that kedei netila is, so I'm going to say it's bittel chad betrei, it's like a bittel of yavesh b'yavesh. Mali, what difference does it make if I have a kachosh that hits over here? So this area is aser me'ikar hadin, but I don't know where this area is. I'm not sure that it's here. So it's going to be bittel chad betrei. Mali, if, right? A regular piece of meat, shreif, kasher, it's all going to be bitul chad betrei. So it doesn't matter, bitul chad betrei, in this case, it's like a bitul of yavesh b'yavesh. Aye, what are you going to say? That by min b'she'eno mino, by yavesh b'yavesh, you require shishim. And over here, I might not have shishim, kineged that makom where it hit. Says Rabbi Kiva, no. The reason why you require shishim is because we're worried that al yedei the cooking, the iser will spread out by the min b'she'eno min. It's going to be no same time and everything. But in this case, al yedei the cooking, it's going to diffuse to everything. It's all going to be mutter. So therefore, I will suffice with saying that it's going to be the kedei netila somewhere. I don't know where. It's going to be batel chad betrei, and therefore, it's going to be okay. That is the Reb Kiva Eger. So again, halacha lamasa, I pass in like Tosfos, that kedei netila by a kachosh is me'ikar hadin. But even though it's me'ikar hadin, there's only going to be a problem, really, if you know where it is. If you don't know where it is, so for Rashba, the whole chumra of the Rashba doesn't apply. And even for Tosfos, that there's an isra kedei netila me'ikar hadin by a davar kachosh, nonetheless, there's going to be a bit of yavesh b'yavesh chad detrei. That's Reb Kiva Eger. Zachary, Shlita.
Is Reb Kiva Eger just making a kimta that in this particular piece there are 60 kedei netilas volume in this piece?
Well, I think the word is,
I'm caught up on the last line of, oh, well, there's no concern in Shema Yavasha because they're shishim. Like, I don't know. Is there shishim?
Well, I think the idea is that if, yeah, I guess that's what you have to say, right? The lukimta is that there's going to be shishim, right? He's making lukimta. That's fair. Because if it's a very tiny piece of meat, it's an enochanami, right? But it's like a large enough piece of meat that there, that's a fair point. Now, why is this relevant? So have any of you ever been near children?
Yes.
Okay? So I don't know about, I can tell you with my kids that this is true, that they're hands are never really washed, No? Is this a mitzias, Rabosei? So you have a kid. And the kid, let's say, was playing with some yogurt, some butter, right? There's like davar shamein all over. Then the kid goes, his shayla came up, kid goes and touched a hot piece of chicken. Right? So what's the din? You don't know where it touched on the chicken. We, by the way, are machmir. I should add a nekuda. Rama tells me in Se'if Hei, Yesh Oimrim, the Ein Anu Bekiyim Eza Mikre Kachosh Oy Shamein, etc. Right? Ein Anu Bekiyim. So we have to be worried that everything is Shamein and the Isser is going to diffuse. But it might be a Kachosh and only Kedei Netila. And anyway, we're machmir like the Rashba that the Mukum where the kid touched is going to be Aser Kedei Netila. But I don't know where the kid touched on the chicken. So what's the din in that case? So the Megillah Sefer, the man's good. You gotta like him. That's why he's my friend. I like him. Right? So Megillah Sefer writes that he thinks you could rely on the Reb Kiva Eger, where you don't know where the kid touched. And you could say that whatever that location that the kid touched is, that location is going to be Aser, but it's going to be batal with everything else, and consequently, it's going to be, if the kid, again, I don't know if you'd want to eat the chicken after the kid touches the chicken with his dirty, buttery hands, right? But lemaisa, it should be okay. Now, by the way, there's another svar lahakel. What?
A
kfeila. But, yeah, we're Ashkenazi. But there's another svar, which is that butter and chicken is asur midrabanan. Can you say that there's a suffix drabanan lahakel? You don't know where it is. Right? Huh? Taz says that a machmir, that basarai b'cholav, has it in d'oraisa. Okay. In this case, also, it's a little worse because you know for sure there's a cheskas iser. You know the kid touched some of your chicken. You just don't know where, right? In order to be mekel, I need to come on to the Reb Kiva Eger that because you don't know where, so that area is batel chabit, right? Of course, this only makes sense in the unreasonable case that the kid only touched one area on the chicken, right? Let's be honest, right? You have a kid with his buttery hands, boom, they're going to touch the whole chicken. But, yeah, Yitzi.
On the deal about Kedei Klipa and Kedei Metila, exceptions to the rule of Hanan?
Well,
like
we pass in, there's no such thing as Hanan by Mixas Hachaticha. You're saying that if you hold of Hanan, let's say I'm talking about Bishar Isurim, but still there's no Hanan by Mixas Hachaticha. So, unless it's a piece of meat that's Shamein, right, the whole thing can't be us. You can't ever say Hanan. That's a good ha'ara, but it's two opinions in Tosis on that daf, like wherever it is. Right,
meaning, mix us hatifa, meaning if.
It can't be Hanan because it only asks Kedei Klipa or Kedei Netila, so that area is not significant enough to say Hanan to make the whole thing. Bechanan means that when, let's say, a tipas cholov falls in a piece of meat, so I'm not only meshar can get that piece of cholov, or we pass chanan b'shar isurim. So chazar shmaltz falls on a piece of meat, so you have to be meshar can get the entire piece of chazar shmaltz if you don't have shishim k'negdai, right? But if you have a case that the isur only spreads to one area, so the mishonim say I don't say chanan in that case.
Meaning, why do we assume in a case of if you have a piece of basar? Not in my just a piece of basar, very hot.
Sweet.
And a piece of challah falls on top of it. Is that basar kula, or is that?
No, that's sweet.
That's
sweet. That's sweet, right? In other words, a piece of milk.
So only if that piece of meat is also in water.
Nachon. That's correct. That's what we're learning now, right? Sweet is that right? The Rama says whenever it's not in water, that's dino kitzli, and dino kitzli. Aser is Kedei Netila, according to Taisa, according to the Rashba, fundamentally Kedei Klipa, etc., like we explained. This Reb Kiva Eger is really... now, Here's the other thing. Remember, there are two opinions in the Gemara about whether I hold that there's a difference between Kachosh and Shamein, or do I say that Kolya is different? No? Look at Seif Ches. I'm telling you, we're moving, guys. Kolya Shetzla'a Bechelbo Eino Eisa Elekadei Klipa Shakra Mavzik. By a Kolya, the Krum is Mavzik, and it's only also Kadei Klipa. V'yesh Osrim. Right? The Ramah writes, Yesh Osrim. What's the pshat in the Ramah? Right? The Mechaber says that the Kolya is only going to be also Kadei Klipa. The Ramah is going to say, Yesh Osrim, that by the Kolya it's going to be Osir Bekulo, meaning, says the Shach, we don't pass in like that opinion of Krum Mafsik. Alternatively, there's another Mahalach that maybe the Krum has a rep. Those are the two opinions in the Shach. Now, what that would mean is as follows, just like doing mathematical cheshbon over here. So, a Kolya, right, if you hold the Mechaber, that the Kolya Asas Kedei Klipa, that means on the fundamental level you should not hold that there's any distinction between Kachosh and Shamein. Right? That means you're holding the second answer of the Gemara, not the first answer of the Gemara. The Ramah might be holding that either, like the first answer, there's a difference between Kachosh and Shamein, that's the first Mahalach in the Shach. The second Mahalach in the Shach is that no. The reason why it's Aser Bekulai is just because fundamentally, you hold like the second answer of Kolya, but we're choshish that Kolya has a rep. Right? The Taz and Os Yud Zayin says the same thing. Right? So effectively, halacha l'maisa, it seems like we are distinguishing between Kachosh and Shamein, like the first answer of the Gemara. But afilu hafi in Sif Ches, we quote this din of the Kolya. Right, that's probably, again, in Ramah world, it makes sense because I hold of Kolya, but I still hold that maybe the Kolya ripped. Alternatively, what? Maybe I don't hold the din of Kolya at all, then I'm a purist and I distinguish between Kachosh and Shamein, etc. So these are the points I have to make on the dinim of Tzwi. Hi.
Yeah, I mean, couldn't you read both answers in the Shach explaining why we reject the second answer of the Gemara? Because the second answer of the Gemara assumes, you don't assume Nechasa from.
Yeah, so you're saying that the second Mahalach in the Shach is just like a Metzias reason to disagree with that.
Yeah, either we don't pass it, as in, but of okay. course, the Shulchan Aruch just passed in 17 Malachos about Shami, you know?
Okay, I mean, like, I think that's a fair thing to say as well. I think that... Now, the thing is that by Kolya, we assume that it's Aser Kedei Klipa. In Bali HaTaisvis world, Sli is going to be Aser Kedei Netila. We'd have to plug all of that in again. But this will make me dizzy. So, we're going to break over here. Any questions or comments? I find these sugyas very difficult, but Rav Schechter spoke at the Kolam Lav HaMalka. What's his shout? Are any of you there? Rav Schechter spoke at the Kolam Lav HaMalka? Not a single one. Oh, you were there. We're sitting at the same table. Good. Right?
What did he say?
So Rav Schechter kept on saying about how the more nogeya stuff is the stuff that you should focus your energies on. Right? If you have a tosis, it's just like a pshatosis, etc. You shouldn't focus your energy over there. He's like, you should focus your energy on, you should learn 40 blot and get a lot of yediyas, 40 blot morning seder, 40 blot afternoon seder, 40 blot night seder, right? He was like, Rishab was like hitting lots of home runs in terms of like Derech HaLimud. He got lots of guys upset, which I think is part of his job. Okay, gentlemen, have a great day.